Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. The USD football team is making news and offering fans a series of pleasant surprises. SDPB's Steve Zwemke has Argus Leader sports journalist Mick Gary on the line. Steve, take it away.
All right, Lori, thank you very much. The USD Coyotes are a pleasant surprise this season. They've reeled off five straight wins to start the 2017 campaign. The preseason coaches poll had USD mired in the bottom half of the Missouri Valley Conference, but the Coyotes are now ranked fourth in the new FCS coaches poll after their 31-28 win over previously third-ranked Youngstown State on Saturday. It's the highest rank USD has achieved at the FCS level, and this season also marks the first time the Coyotes have been 5-0 in 12 seasons. Mick Gary covers USD sports for the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, and we welcome him back to the program today. Mick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Steve.
Very cool. The outlook for this team wasn't terrible, but the Coyotes are certainly playing above what a lot of people thought of which they were capable. What's your level of surprise with this exciting team through the first five games?
Well, I thought they would be incrementally better. Honestly, looking at the schedule, you knew they were going to win the Drake game. I knew they were going to lose the Bowling Green game. And I figured they'd win one or two of the games since then. North Dakota, they played at home. And then Western Illinois on the road. And obviously Youngstown State this last weekend. So I thought that they would be either 2-3 or 3-2 at this point. It was, you know, week by week, what they've done over the last four games has really been, I think, the surprising part of it. Where every game they've either played a bowl-eligible program like Bowling Green, or they played somebody who was a ranked FCS opponent with Western Illinois and with Youngstown State, bad history. They had not beat either of those teams in this, you know, in decades, never beat Youngstown State. So I think you tend to, when you look at those things, at least with me, I look at how things went last year and how things went the year before. And it's just really hard to imagine that in those situations that the USD is going to be able to beat them. And this is where week by week they're kind of rearranging the context of, you know, what goes into playing the Coyotes this year.
Yeah. When we visited about 5 weeks ago, Mick, one of the things we discussed was USD knew that one of the things they had to change from 2016 was their ability to close out football games. They really had some shootouts last year, and some of those games did not go their way. But to this point, they've been able to close out games. They did give up 27 second-half points to Western Illinois, but still got that late-game interception. The coaching staff and, I guess, the roster in general, they've got to be pretty confident where they're at this year with their ability to close out games from 2016. Is that the case?
Yeah, they're giving themselves evidence, reason to be confident, I guess. And as much as the second half of the Western Illinois game, where they had a 38-6 lead and won 38-33, as much as that was, I would, by their description, probably a shipwreck, they did hold on. And mm-hmm. They did make these little plays in the small moments of the game that made the difference between winning and losing. And if you look at last year, in those same, very similar situations, they did not do that. Last week they held the defense, forced a punt late in the game with about a minute and a half left against Youngstown State. They got the ball back in great field position, drove down and kicked a field goal. And those types of things, which you pile a few of them up, and they really make a difference as to how you look at your season when you're in November. And they've done those this year, whereas last year there were conspicuous shortcomings there in several of the games.
Talk about the excitement level this past weekend against Youngstown State compared to any game in general at the Dakota Dome last season.
Well, the unique part about that game last week is that, usually you've measured big games during the Division I era for USD by how good the team was that they were playing. Not what the Coyotes were doing as much. SDSU, USD is always a a big deal no matter what's going on. But otherwise, if you're looking at what a lot of years would be, you know, a game against a conference opponent that's really good, and wouldn't it be great if we could, you know, give these guys a game today? And instead, this game was number three versus number six. Mm-hmm. And as far as anyone could tell, USD was a genuine competitive peer to Youngstown State, a team that played for the national title last year and was ranked third going into that game. So there was a mutual need for that win in the same context, because these things are, this is what you do if you're contending for a national title. You win a few games like this. You don't just hang your hat on saying, well, that was great, and it was a nice day, and it kind of saved our, you know, our season from complete disappointment, which is kind of the context before. So there was some expectations that they were going to stay in the game, which maybe weren't there in the past, and then to be able to deliver on it and to really kind of use that as a vault to an even better ranking and more expectations as far as more recognition as far as the world of FCS football. It was really something that we hadn't seen down here.
Chris Drevler leads the team in rushing, and he's had an outstanding season throwing the ball. He's passed for 13 touchdowns and is averaging over 300 yards a game passing. But where have some of the other contributions come from, and who are some of the players that have stepped up and made their way onto the scene through the first five games?
Well, you have kind of the receiver of the week, which is how this program has always worked. There's never been really a go-to receiver, but they've rotated a lot of guys through there with big games. Last week, Shamar Jackson set a new record down here with 229 yards receiving, a 71-yard touchdown. And Shamar's been a real solid guy down here, but never had a game like that. I mean, he exceeded his output from last year in one game. There was Levi Falk, had a big game at receiver, had about seven catches for 110 yards. Brant Van Roekel's another receiver who had a game where he was obviously the go-to guy. So it's been kind of odd in that way that there's been kind of this rotating cast of characters who, after the game, you talk to and you see, boy, they're pretty good. Darren Greenfield, defensive end, who's among national leaders in tackles for loss this year, and kind of during training or fall camp, really you could tell the coaches were trying to temper their enthusiasm for what kind of year he was going to have. But you could tell that they really thought this kid was going to be good this year, sophomore from Sheldon, Iowa, and he has been. He's been really difficult to block. Cornerback Danny Rambo was another guy that would have been on, you know, kind of a fringe all-conference prospect going into this year as a junior, and has really been good so far. A lot of great defense, both against the run and the pass. So there are guys out there who have had really, really good years, and they went into this season without a lot of recognition, and the preseason all-conference team was – they had, I think, Strebler was on it and maybe Rambo, but they were like honorable mention, you know, afterthought type guys. And now you can see that they're really flowering into guys who are going to have all conference level seasons. And that's, I think, kind of how you got to build it. If you want to be up at the top of the league, you got to have guys who, one by one, that they're coming up and being and better than average players. They're people that you have to deal with if you're on the other team.
Yeah, Mick, I'm really sorry I need to cut our time short here, but we'd love to have you and Zim back for a preview of the USD-SDSU game in November. Can we count on you?
Yes, I can. I'll speak for Matt in this regard, and he'll be an enthusiastic participant as well.
Sounds good. Mick Geary from the Sioux Falls Argus Leader covers University of South Dakota sports. Mick, we'll look forward to the next time.
Great, Steve. Thanks.